You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Archie Bernal with Mind is Dumb. Kia ora, Archie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's nice to hear from you and very exciting to hear two new tracks from you. That one which we just listened to, Mind is Dumb and Dance Room. And you've kind of released them as sort of two parts of the same project, and there's a wonderful video which knits them both together made by George Rump. Tell us a little bit about this whole work that you've been working on in the last year.
Right, so these are two songs off my upcoming EP, and I wrote them in the last lockdown, level 4 last year, and so it's been a while.
Here we are again.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose, the timing, but it kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Were you sort of in that lockdown headspace when you were writing these tracks? Was that something you were trying to explore, or did you sort of try and put that to one side when you were making these?
That was definitely my headspace. It was hard to avoid. I think there's a lyric that says 3 days, 4 weeks. That was 3 days into the 4 week lockdown.
Yeah. Well, you know, I definitely heard that and felt that kind of thing of every day feels like it could be 10 years has passed or 2 minutes. You're never really sure what time's actually doing in the lockdown at the moment. It does feel kind of nice to have had this, I guess, in that space again. We're all in the right headspace to be listening to it. The world that you've created through this music is really beautiful. It's kind of the right amount of emo for how I think I'm feeling at the moment. How do you use music? Do you use it as a way to process how you're feeling, or is it just something you want to make so you make it?
I guess since I listen to a lot of pop music and the content is usually love and relationships, it's almost just me trying to mimic that in a way. Mm-hmm. But I guess the themes I like to touch on are more ones like crushes that you haven't told anyone about, just things that could be relatable to anyone. Like, not everyone relates to being in a long-term relationship, but everyone can relate to unrequited feelings that are just inside your head.
There is something wonderfully interior about these two tracks that you've released, and also this video that you've created with George. Can you tell us a little bit about that visual element? Because it's a pretty wonderful central Auckland world you've explored.
Yeah, I guess in the same way the songs have been in the making for a year, the video has also kind of been in the making for a year. I guess because George is my partner, so we spend a lot of time together, so it was kind of an ongoing project, and it's gone through quite a few iterations of what it was going to look like, and so we kind of end up piecing all the footage together over time to get like an overall theme with lots of snapshots of scenes that we had a lot of footage for but just ended up being little vignettes.
It's such a beautiful video. It's really striking, and it's got that kind of lovely end of the day quality to it. There's something about the light and the there's that shot from on the bridge where you can see all the reverse lights on the cars going past, and those are all things that feel very familiar, especially if you live in central Auckland or you've spent a lot of time here. But you kind of put them into this strangeness through that video, which I think reflects maybe that lockdown feeling that you're tapping into in these songs. How do you feel listening back to these tracks now and watching that video now with this kind of weird circularity that we've ended up back in a lockdown in this time?
I guess I'm personally really happy with it. There was a while where it's like I can't listen to it again and I can't watch the video again, but I think now that it's out in the world, I'm kind of more at peace, and I do really love how uniquely Auckland it is. Because I feel like a lot of it's kind of typical to try look like you're overseas. And I like just leaning in to this city.
Yeah, it's a cool city. We are a cool city, Auckland. We get bad rap, but I reckon we're pretty awesome. I am curious to know about how you write for your solo stuff versus the more collaborative works you've got, like Blush Juliet, a band that we're very fond of here at BFM. Is it a very different headspace writing with other people versus writing for yourself?
Well, I guess with Blush Juliet, it was kind of similar because we kind of, me and Emmanuel shared songwriting responsibility. So each song was written mm-hmm. by one.
Yep.
We hadn't actually written a song together. We kind of just fleshed them out together once the song was already written. So I think the difference in approach was more, I was trying to explore a different genre, almost combining my electronic stuff and the bands I've been in the past.
Mm-hmm. It's a really nice project, Blush Juliet, because I think you can hear that sound of yours and also Emmanuel's sound coming through, but it creates such a unique blend that you get this whole totally new creation that you've got there. It's been a cool year for music in that sort of emo adjacent space, the kind of angst guitar world. I say that being very fond of that world myself. Are you feeling like there's cool music coming out at the moment that you're excited to hear from your peers and from your friends?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I love the latest IE Crazy track, Weird Weather, that just came out last week. Yeah, I think for a long time I kind of retired from guitar music and didn't hear it for a while, and then came back to it in the last 5 years or so and was reminded that I am an emo. These are my roots.
Stay true.
Stay true indeed.
So an EP is on the way. That's exciting news. How has that process been for you? Are they all songs that you wrote in the lockdown of last year, or has it been something that started in that space and has continued afterwards?
I think the latter. Started in that space and then continued out of lockdown. There's quite a few. They're kind of like quite diverse in sound, I reckon, but the feeling or the vibe feels similar, the songs.
When can we expect to hear that?
Good question. Hopefully later this year, but I still love to procrastinate things I love doing.
Well, you've given us plenty to get stuck into in the meantime. I think we should listen to Dance Room now, and I really recommend people go and check out the video today. It's such a beautiful, beautiful visual to go with this sonic world you've created, Archie. Thank you so much for chatting with us. I hope you are doing well in your bubble out there at the moment, and we'll see you when we can at a lower alert level.
Yeah, see you then. Thank you, Rachel.
See you soon.
Star, what a lead. I'm no
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.